Morning. You can sort of smell Friday in the air, and it is going to be a bumper Friday for a number of retailers. Actually, from today until Sunday, it will be quite busy in most of the retail stores and shopping centers. So be careful if you're out there. And if you are going out there, one of the key things is to keep your valuables very close to you, your cell phone, your bag, and, you know, things like that, and your wallet. Make sure that you are, first of all, safe while you're shopping. Well, you know, we've been following up on the conversation this morning about pets being allowed in security or retirement villages. And, you know, looking at this, and we were later contacted by Lynette Harding of the Great Oaks Retirement Village. They do allow pets for a variety of reasons. So we invited her this morning to join us for this particular topic to unpack this issue further. Lynette Harding is the Marketing and Sales Manager at the Great Oaks Retirement Village. Lynette, good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Zane, good morning, and good morning to all the Cape Talk listeners. Thank you for having me.
How big is the Great Oaks Retirement Village, and how many units and how many residents do you have?
Okay, so we are in the process of pre-sale, so we're not actually built yet. There will be 53 cottages and 30 apartments that all vary in range in size. But quite importantly, the whole estate is pet friendly, which is obviously a conversation that we've been following, and that we know that your listeners are quite passionate about, if I look at all the responses that's been coming in.
Why the decision? I mean, obviously you don't have residents, so you haven't made that decision sort of at an AGM where residents say, we don't want no pets over here. The fact is that it's quite nice that you are proactive and saying, listen, we will make this, you know, retirement village, the Great Oaks Retirement Village, we envisage this to be a pet-friendly area. What have you taken into consideration when making that decision?
Zane, it was a fairly easy decision for us, because our biggest focus and our biggest thing that we feel most passionate about is our responsibility of care for all the residents that will be living in Great Oaks. And care extends across so many levels. It's not just about physical care. Yes, we'll have an on-site frail care center. Yes, we have a specialized memory care center. Yes, we can do home-based care. That's the physical side of things. And the healthcare side of things. But when we look at emotional well-being, and pet ownership, by the way, also contributes to physical health, and we can talk about that. But between social, the social and emotional benefits of pet ownership is well established. It's well recorded in so many studies that from day one, when we unpacked the care offering of Great Oaks, being pet-friendly was a given. We took into consideration that some people may feel that are not necessarily pet lovers or owners, that they don't want that, and that they don't want to be surrounded by people with pets. And that's obviously their personal choice. But for us, as part of our care offering, people should be able to move in here with their pets who have been part of their families. And people have emotional connections to their animals. So why would we then say to somebody, we offer you this beautiful cottage on probably what is one of the most beautiful sites in the Cape? I mean, Constantia itself is just beautiful, and this site is a particular jewel. Why would we say to somebody, come and live here for the rest of your life, but don't bring your pet? And put them through that agony of being separated from the animals, because they want and need the care and the facilities that we offer, but they can't bring the animal. That would kind of constitute cruelty in my book.
It also becomes a form of discrimination, whether it is a lighter shade of discrimination, isn't it?
Yes, I think you can look at it like that. We do know some villages, well, we do know most villages are not pet friendly, and we respect their reasoning behind it, but that's their particular decisions to make. If we look at the benefits, it so far outweighs the possible complications that can come with pet ownership in a in a security village, retirement village scenario. And we also believe that, you know, the challenges that come. So, for instance, somebody says, oh, but I don't want to live next door to a parrot. Somebody has got a parrot on their strip and it makes a lot of noise. Then you know what? Then there are house rules to comply to. And then you engage with your neighbor and you engage with your body corporate and you have a conversation that finds a beneficial solution for everybody. But to just from the outset say, no, we don't allow pets is not what Great Oaks is about.
Yes. What are the conditions that you've placed? Because obviously there's two things. You must place certain conditions and certain restrictions. But obviously you want to live in a community. And I think this is the big thing. And we're chatting this morning to Lynette Harding, who's the marketing and sales manager at Great Oaks Retirement Village. The big thing is to create a community, and creating a community means that I care about you and you care about me and we all care about the environment that we are living in. So what are the restrictions, or probably restrictions is a strong word, but what if you said this is what we will allow and this is what we won't?
Okay. So if you are a cottage owner or resident, you can, when you move in, you can move in with two dogs of any size. Once those particular dogs pass on and you want to replace, you need to replace with small to medium dogs. So you can continue your pet ownership, but we would like to at some stage just limit the sizes a little bit, just because, you know, a Great Dane puppy might need a much larger garden than the 100 square meter gardens we can supply on our site.
Yeah.
So apart from your two dogs that you can move in with, if you're in a cottage, you can also bring two cats. You can bring that parrot that I spoke about earlier. You can have some budgies and canaries, I think. We don't have provision in our conduct rules and in our agreements for potbelly pigs and miniature horses. So that limits that a little bit. But then also if you are somebody that has purchased an apartment or rented an apartment, because we've got 30 of those, you can come with a little dog. So again, small dog, small to medium, 20 centimeters is how they define them in height. You can come with a small dog and or a cat if you're in an apartment. And then, of course, the conduct rules of the village addresses some of the concerns that some people may have. So if you are walking your dog in the estate, because we've got beautiful green belts in between the houses, there is ample space, and our residents also have access onto the rest of Schoenstatt Estate. If you're walking your dog, they need to be leashed. If they're on any of the communal land, if they mess, as dogs sometimes do, you need to clean up behind them. But we do make provision in that rule, for instance, for somebody that is sight impaired and has a sight dog. So we've taken cognizance of the fact that people have pets for different reasons. You need to dispose of cat litter responsibly. You can't flush it down the toilet, for instance. You can't leave your dogs, or cats for that matter, unattended for longer than 8 hours. You can't lock them up if you are now going on a 2-day holiday weekend. You need to let us know, the center management know what your arrangements are for your pets if you are going to go away for longer than 8 hours, or if you're taking a break and you've got a dog sitter coming in, etc. So they are very carefully considered conduct rules and house rules that manages the fact that everybody, this is a community that we live in, and this is a community where people respect each other, and so therefore those rules are there to make life as easy as possible for everybody and make everybody feel as welcome as possible.
Lynette Harding chatting to us. She's the marketing and sales manager at the Great Oaks Retirement Village. They are currently in the building process, but even before opening this up, they have decided to make it pet friendly. And living in Constantia, obviously it has to be one of the best sites and most beautiful areas in the world. And if you make the decision, and as I said, with responsible pet ownership, if you start promoting responsible pet ownership from the start, from the offset, you will definitely get a better community eventually. Leslie out in the northern suburbs, good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk. You have a comment for us, Leslie?
Morning. Yes, thank you for the most reasonable and engaging and finding common ground about the matter of keeping pets. That's not only in retirement homes in Constantia, but throughout the Western Cape. And I believe in all these security closed homeowners, residential places, there should be a much more discussion before a rule is put down, no pets or whatever. The idea of engagement and consideration and the fact that animals are emotional supports, are members of the family. And furthermore, the city of Cape Town has put out bylaws that are stringent now about how many pets you may keep, and the rescue societies scattered throughout the metro here are overburdened with people bringing pets back because they are not allowed to keep them or for whatever reason. And I believe having an open mind and having dog parks and educating people to manage their pets in a considerate manner is the way to go. And ultimately, if you can look after a pet, you can look after a family.
Yeah. Leslie, thank you so much for your call. Do you live in a retirement village and retirement complex?
The reason I don't live in a retirement complex is for the very reason that most of them have no pet policies.
Leslie, thank you so much for your call. Lynette, there's a call and a very, I think, a very sad voice because, you know, I don't live in a retirement complex, which I would probably love to live in a retirement complex, but because they're not taking my pets, I'm not going to live there. And with a retirement village comes a lot of extra things for senior people who've seen the great, you know, the beautiful part of life. You've seen that nice part of life. Now you want to retire. You want to be quiet. You want to know that there's medical care. You want to know that there is, you know, a lunch room where you can go and have a lunch, a swimming pool, all those nice things that you can enjoy with your retirement. But now you can't take your pet, so you're stuck in the house where you are, as Leslie is.
Zane, you know, Leslie also made mention of emotional therapy dogs, emotional support animals, etc. But there are so many benefits to pet ownership, specifically for the elderly. If you look at all the studies that are out there, one of the things that become so much more of an issue for people as we age is that we need to continue to have a sense of purpose. We need to not be isolated. Isolation leads to depression, etc. And if you're a pet owner, you will know that pet owners congregate and they chat. And you often know somebody else's pet's name before you know their children's name if you've just met them. It leads to better self-esteem. It's been proven that people that own pets and are responsible for pets take care of themselves better. They know that they are still being loved and needed. They are, from a physical benefits perspective, people that own pets have got improved activity levels. They walk their dogs, they groom their cats, they play with their pets. It creates all the happy hormones. So, and that's oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, all of those is by playing and interacting with your pets, it boosts the production of those hormones. It leads to a greater sense of well-being, lower levels of stress. I mean, there are so many studies published on this. Heart health, people that frequently interact with their pets can lower their blood pressure. They can lower their cholesterol. And so they decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease. So it's not just about emotional support. It's literally the physical activities around pet ownership that has very tangible benefits to pet owners. Yeah. And as you say, somebody lives in a village or would like to live in a retirement village where there is a frail care centre on site, where we have a specialised memory care centre where your loved one who might have Alzheimer's or dementia is living and making use of that facility. You want to be able to take Fido to go and say hello.
Yeah.
You've got all these facilities. You've got an a la carte restaurant and a bar and a gym, everything that makes your life wonderful. There is no reason for people not to be allowed to have pets. Mm. And Leslie mentioned shelters that are overflowing with animals that are surrendered because people aren't allowed to take them into security and or retirement villages. It's something that as a village and as a team at Great Oaks, we feel incredibly passionate about. So we would also encourage people to then, you know, if their young pets or if their own pets pass away, to then say, you know, make a considered decision. If you are going to replace your pet, maybe don't consider a new puppy because it may outlive you. Then rather look at an older pet that needs a retirement home and a retirement life with you, because there are all of those considerations that needs to be taken into consideration. People's life stages, people's financial ability to look after dogs and cats for that matter. So it is a very well considered part of life, and it certainly is something that we encourage at Great Oaks.
Lynette Harding, the marketing and sales manager at Great Oaks Retirement Village, unpacking for us why they took a decision to make Great Oaks Village in Constantia to make it pet friendly, and as Lynette says, that the negatives, sort of the positive things that happened, actually far outweighed the negative things in terms of emotional therapy of a pet, in terms of the comfort of a pet. And, you know, so many owners are in a situation where they have to abandon their pets when they move into a retirement village, or actually even sometimes go and live with their children. They find themselves in a situation where they have to give up their pets. 0214460567 or on the WhatsApp line at 0725671566.